is the latest news, brought to you by Pace, transforming places since 1978.
I'm Sophie Clark. The Prime Minister says he feels for all those Australians who have lost their job as a result of the coronavirus downturn. Pubs, clubs, cafes, cinemas, gyms and other indoor centres have had to close or partially shut their business. More than 88,000 workers in the hospitality industry have already lost their job, and that's set to increase. Scott Morrison has told Parliament it's not going to be easy.
Across Australia today, many thousands of Australians will lose their jobs. They are lining up at Centrelink offices as we speak. Something unimaginable at this scale only weeks ago. This is the biggest economic shock our nation has faced in generations.
Close to $100 billion has been wiped off the value of the Australian share market. The ASX 200 finished the day more than 5.5% lower. The All Ordinaries closed down almost 6%. The NRL season looks set to be suspended with the pressures of playing the game amid the coronavirus pandemic growing stronger. Queensland's border closure from Thursday is reportedly a major stumbling block, with the league's chief executive holding a meeting to determine if the season should be postponed. It's believed a majority of NRL staff have been told to take annual leave until May. The operator of a cruise ship thought to be carrying 250 sick European passengers is denying claims those on board are infected with COVID-19. The MSC Magnifica is requesting to stop in Western Australia. In a statement, the company says none of its more than 1,700 travellers will be disembarking, as it's only stopping for a technical call. The Heart Foundation is urging people to keep taking their blood pressure medication as prescribed. Some international researchers have suggested that use of common inhibitor medications could increase a person's risk of COVID-19 infection, but Heart Foundation Chief Medical Advisor Professor Gary Jennings says there's no evidence to support that theory.
We know that harm can come from stopping heart and blood pressure medicines, and we don't know whether there's anything in this very hypothetical suggestion.
To other news, a man's been killed after a silo collapsed on him on a Victorian dairy farm. A police officer's been repeatedly punched in the face while trying to help a nurse with a patient, and there's been a magnitude 2.8 earthquake north of Melbourne. To sport, Collingwood president Eddie Maguire claims the AFL will never be the same again following its season suspension due to coronavirus. As we've heard, the NRL's expected to announce it will be suspending the season as well, despite earlier efforts to play on. Olympic gold medalist Sally Pearson says the Tokyo Games need to be postponed, as it's nearly impossible for athletes to prepare under current isolation guidelines. And PSG star Neymar is reportedly eyeing off a return home to Barcelona. That's news and sport.
And now for the latest weather on Alive 90.5. Brought to you by Biltong and Borevores of Rouse Hill, station sponsor.
Good afternoon, everybody. It's currently 20 degrees outside our studios here in Borcombe Hills. And looking ahead to the rest of the week tomorrow, a possible shower, 15 to 23 degrees. Wednesday showers, 15 to 24 degrees. Thursday, a possible shower, 16 to 22 degrees. Friday, a possible shower, 14 to 23 degrees. Possible showers again on Saturday, 15 to 24. And Sunday, mostly sunny, 16 to 27 degrees.
And now, on Alive 90.5, here's the latest traffic information.
There's changed traffic conditions. There's a police operation, Jemison Town, M4 motorway approaching Mulgoa Road, and the eastbound traffic is affected. And that's about it. There doesn't seem to be any accidents at all at the moment. So if there's something we should know about, please give us a call, 9686 3888, 9686 3888.
This is the first hour.
Ask me when I'm back on it.
Okay. Well, hurry up, will you?
It's time for Rock and Roll Smorgasbord with John Robb, Lord Pig, the King, and selected guests. 3 hours of rock, pop, and and blues. New releases, old releases, never heard of releases. Australian, international, and unsigned talent. It's all here. It's time for the Rock and Roll Smorgasbord on your community station, Alive 90.5.
Quick fade out. That's the Psychedelic Furs, Love My Way. And that was from 1982, and the album was called Forever Now.
Oh,
everybody. We are here. Welcome to the Rock and Roll Smorgasbord on this 23rd day of March 2020. With all that's carrying on in the world at the moment, I know it's all very serious, but we'll try and steer away from all the doom and gloom and just try and have a happy time this evening. Now, I'm broadcasting from my car and, because we've got to have social distancing. So I'm out in the car park in the car. It's very good the way they've set it up here in my Rambler Rebel. And Lord Pig, are you there in the office, in the building there?
Is that you in the car, John?
Yes, it is. Testing. 1, 2. Check. 1, 2.
Check. Check. Yep, I'm here.
Oh, that's good. And the supervisor's set up in the kitchen. Are you there, supervisor?
I'm trying. It's in the way of the stove. It's all getting things to work properly.
Oh, what about the kettle? Is that all right?
It's boiling.
Oh, good. Milk and two, thanks.
Yeah, no me problem. Too. Thank you.
How are you,
and
Lord?
A spit.
And how are you,
and
Lord?
And spit. Thanks, yeah. I'm good. How are you, supervisor?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Oh, we're all good?
We're all good.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Spitting in coffee.
Fandoogly.
Well, we'll...
How's your week been, Jono?
Oh, pretty busy, actually. I work for a transport company, and we've been flat out delivering people's laptops and computer screens to their homes.
Oh, so they can work from home.
So they can work from home, yes.
I tell you what, it's a really bloody good idea that people can do that and are allowed to do it. I mean, we've got the technology with laptops, etc. How good is it that we can do it? Otherwise, you'd be sitting at home doing nothing and not earning a quid.
Wish I could work from home. I could take a couple of bookings, dispatch a couple of jobs, pull a few weeds out. Be good.
It would be good, wouldn't it? Ever.
But no, some of us still have to trudge into the office every day.
Have to work, yeah.
But I don't mind. I'm thankful to still have a job. Not like some people in the, in all sorts of industries.
So. I heard the Prime Minister on the news. He was saying there's thousands of people out of work today. Bang. Just like that. Yeah.
It's a terrible thing. But
sure is.
We'll try and lift everybody's spirits this evening with some good music.
Yep.
And all our regular segments, the first regular segment in this first hour is Under the Covers.
It is.
Now, I had this record, a yellow single that was in one of those music magazines.
Yeah.
And I thought the band was called Fallout 76, but I think that's a game of some sort, or it's been turned into a TV show or something.
Fallout is a game, yes.
Okay, so this band is called Spank. I think Fallout 76, the game, has some music
of theirs in it. Okay.
In the game. So there's a band called Spank doing Take Me Home Country Roads. You know, the John Denver track. So that's Under the Covers this evening.
I've never played Fallout, but I think it's a post-apocalyptic thing.
Yeah, well, when I was preparing the show and gathering some information so I could tell our vast audience. It turns out it's not the name of the band, it's the name of the game, and the game must have music on it, and Spank doing Take Me Home Country Roads is one of the music on it. So I've got that on the 7-inch single that's yellow.
When you think about it, if you were a band like that and you were picked up to be, the music for a particular game, especially a big game like Fallout, you'd be rapt. You'd be laughing.
Absolutely. You wouldn't knock it back, would you?
Because Fallout's a pretty big game. Oh, not that I've played it, but my understanding is it's a big game.
Well, they're going to get a spin tonight.
Yeah, good.
Spank.
Good.
Also in this first hour,
I like a good spanking.
Local band, the Mezcal Tones. They describe themselves as Mexican hillbilly surf music.
Oh, yes.
They were in here the other week on Ross Spears' program.
Of course they were.
And, it's quite good, this track. Lonesome, Onray and Mean. So that'll be in the first hour also. And a little track for Poppy, our listener. She wants a track, so I'll keep that a little surprise.
She's had a knee fixed up, which is good.
Has she?
Yes, she has.
Oh, like information on our listeners. So she had a crooked knee, did she?
Oh, yeah, mate. Yeah, it was no good. So she's had it I don't know, transmogrified, I suppose, is the correct
transmogrified
term.
Transmogrified. In the second hour, the dodgy song.
Oh.
Well, it's better than, worse than last week?
No, better, not as bad as last week, but...
Thank God for
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it's not, it's, look, it's not good.
Who is it?
Oh, that'd be giving it away.
Oh, okay. All right. Is it someone we know?
It is an Aussie bloke.
An Aussie bloke.
The same rooster that did the Sheik of Scrubby Creek.
Oh, I can't remember who that was.
Chad Morgan.
Oh, with the teeth.
Yeah.
Oh, Chad.
He's got, hey. He could eat an apple through a tennis racket.
You know, you're coming through amazingly clear, seeing you're in the office and I'm in the car park and... The supervisor's in the kitchen.
Can you hear us okay, supervisor?
Yep, just spitting in the coffee.
Thank you.
Oh, spreading it round.
Yeah.
Oh. All righty, so I've got some Black Sabbath, some Tommy Emmanuel, back to Turner Overdrive.
I'm sick.
Still.
We'll have Lord Pig's movie review.
Ah, yes, another Peter Cushing movie this week, Jono. I don't know how many he did, but he did a lot of movies.
Well, you're just about going to review every one, aren't you?
I hope that's the case, yes.
Fantastic. And also your pig thought?
Oh, yes, an absolute piece of fantastic. This week's pig thought, absolutely fantastic.
On or off the medication?
How did you know?
Oh,
you're good.
So was it on or off?
Yes.
Yes.
Off, yes.
Okay. Fair enough. Did I mention I'm going to play some Black Sabbath?
You did.
We have a 78 this week.
Yeah, who we got, Jono?
The Andrews Sisters.
Ooh.
I like the Andrews Sisters, yeah. Don't you?
Oh, not too shabby.
We have Weekly World News and In Concert.
This guy sounds like Bing Crosby. Like last week.
Three tracks. Recorded live. Oh, look at that. Deep Purple.
Yeah.
Rod Stewart and the Faces.
Yeah.
And Pink Floyd this evening. So, a pretty good in concert.
Well, that's a pretty good run.
I think so.
You forgot my new segment.
I haven't.
Oh,
I haven't as yet.
No, we were leaving it because it's as far as we're anticipating, it's the best segment tonight.
The Divorce Courts is going to present a segment called...
So's the Supervisor.
Did I say divorce courts?
You did.
You look a lot like her, you know. I'm sorry.
Oh, you're all
sorry. Sorry. The supervisor, I apologise for that.
Two strikes?
It's the haircut. It's very similar. What?
You pair are hilarious, honestly. The looks on your faces.
She's going to present a segment called On This Day.
All right.
Oh, no, On This Date. On This Date. Not On This Day, On This Date.
What's that about, Supervisor?
What's happened on this date in the past?
In the past.
Oh, okay. Like maybe 5 years ago, 20 years ago, 100 years ago.
A couple hundred years ago, okay. Whatever.
You'll have to wait.
I love all that history stuff.
Do you?
I do.
You'll be history if you give the supervisor any more cheek tonight.
Oh, me.
You've given any yet.
Me.
Now... The track I'm going to open with tonight, ladies and gentlemen, it's 19 minutes after 6, in case you're listening.
Let me interrupt,
wondering.
Supervisor.
Yes?
Can you spit in Mr. Rob's coffee again, please?
All done.
Thank you.
Oh, the flavour. Can't wait. You'll bring it in when the mics are off, won't you?
Of course.
You won't hear this version very often now, because every time I've heard this song played, it's a redone version. But this is the original... Because Kenny Rogers passed away on the weekend. He was 81.
No.
Yes. Yes, he passed away.
I didn't know he was that old.
Yeah, he's 81. And he was 30 when he recorded
this.
Knocked
this over, yeah.
And this is the original version. This is Ruby. Now take your love to town.
Oh,
you
yeah.
You fed up your
straight
lips
off the
and
original
your
7-inch single I bought.
Good one.
Back then.
Ruby, are you contemplating going out somewhere? The shadow on the wall tells me the sun is going down. take your love to town. It wasn't me that started that old crazy Asian war, but I was proud to go and do my patriotic chore. And yes, it's true that I'm not the man I used to be. Still need some company. It's hard to love a man whose legs were bent and paralyzed. And the wants and the needs of a woman your age, Ruby, I realize. But it won't be long, I've heard them say, until I'm not around. Don't take your love to town. She's leaving now, 'cause I just heard the slamming of the door. The way I know I've heard it slam 100 times before. And if I could move, I'd get my gun and put her in the ground. Don't take your love to town. For God's sakes, turn around.
It away, don't look at it like it's forever. Between you and me, I could honestly say that things can only get better. Before you and me run the place in our hearts where we hide. And I guess that's why they call it the blues. Time on my hands, the time spent with you. Laughing like children, living like love. Just stare into space, picture my face in your hands. Live for each second without hesitation, and never forget I'm your man.
tell. And I guess that's why they call it the blues. Time on my hands could be time spent with you. Laughing like children, living like lovers, rolling like thunder under the covers. And I guess that's why they call it the blues.
Laughing like children, living like lovers.
And I guess that's why they call it the blues.
Laughing like children, living like lovers.
And I guess
Have you heard about the lonesome loser beaten by the Queen of Hearts every time? Have you heard about the lonesome loser? He's a loser, but he still keeps on trying.
Don't you want to be somebody? Someday somebody's gonna see inside. You have to face up. You can't run and hide.
Have you heard about the lonesome loser beaten by the Queen of Hearts every time?
Somebody's gonna see inside. You have to face up. You can't run and hide.
Have you heard about the lonesome loser beaten by the Queen of Hearts every time? Have you heard about the lonesome loser? He's a loser, but he still keeps on trying. Have you heard about the lonesome loser?
Backman Turner Overdrive Drive from 1974. You ain't seen nothing yet.
I wonder what they thought they had seen.
I don't know.
I mean, you know, you can understand where they're coming from.
This could apply to today's times, couldn't it? You ain't seen nothing.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
Well, I hope that's not the case.
No,
actually.
So do I, Jono.
Little River Band, Lonesome Loser.
Blimey, Charlie, that's a good track. What was the lead singer's name in
Glenn
that? Glenn Shorrock, that's Shorrock. Right.
Elton John, I guess that's why they call it the blues.
He can sing too, just quietly.
From memory, from the album Too Low for Zero, I think.
Yeah, I'm not sure, John.
Do you know who played the mouth organ on that? That mouth organ solo on that?
Oh, are you going to tell me it was John Lennon or something?
No, he was dead by then.
Okay.
Stevie Wonder.
Fair Dingers.
Yeah, Fair Dinkum.
How about that?
Yeah. And Kenny Rogers in the first edition, Ruby, Don't Take Your Love to Town, from 1969.
Now, you know, at the very end of that, he says, for God's sake, turn around.
Yes.
I wonder if being in 1969, I wonder if he got any flack for saying that.
Why?
Oh, you're just using the Lord's name in vain. You know, I wonder if...
For God's sake, turn around.
For God's sake, turn around.
Yes, because they blipped out the Ballad of John and Yoko, didn't they, when he said, didn't they, when they said Christ, they just put a guitar strum. Well, I don't know, John. I don't recall any flack from that.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. It's a good song.
Using the Lord's name in vain.
In vain.
Don't hear that anymore either.
No, well... You know what? Many, many years ago, you wouldn't have heard, you know, naughty words on TV until, you know, maybe 11:30 p.m. Nowadays, they're on. It's 11 o'clock, and it's 8:30, and they're into it.
And if we say something, we're off the air.
We're in trouble.
Yeah, that's right. Anyway, that's the way it goes. I can hold a conversation without swearing.
Yeah, me too. Go on. I'll turn the microphone off and say it.
23 minutes to 7.
The director of Cherry Brook Real Estate, Sam Ramone, is a specialist in property management in residential in the Hills District. He prides himself on taking the stress out of property management and looking after your investment at a competitive rate. If you need property management, please call Sam Ramone from Cherry Brook Real Estate on 9980 9860. Station sponsor.
If you're a registered mental health or disability nurse, why not consider the benefits of working with Global? We need nurses experienced in general, disability and mental health. Global offers variety, diverse experience, great rates of pay, free training and the choice to work where and when you want. Check out positions available on the website globalcarestaff.com or call today on 1-800-009-292. That's globalcarestaff.com or 1-800-009-292. Station sponsor.
We are the amazing multitaskers, us parents. We make sandwiches without the crusts and apples, without the skins, while we answer their every question. No, sweetie, dogs don't lay eggs. We squeeze in a series while we're folding their clothes, while cleaning up their mess, while they take a nap. We're so good at multitasking. But try it when the kids are around the pool and they might drown. Water. It's only safe while you're watching. Keep watch. A message from Royal Life Saving.
Undercover, all I say. Undercover, I'm the name. Undercover, I'm the name.
Before we get to Under the Covers, look, you know our terrific sponsor, Sam Ramone.
Yeah.
Of Cherry Brook Real Estate.
Yeah, he's a good rooster.
Who listens to the show and everything.
Myself and the supervisor bumped into him here one day.
Yeah, which brings our listenership up to about 8 each week. That's fantastic.
Good on you, Sam. But Sam can get his family to listen, we'll have even more listeners.
Is he part of the Ramones?
Oh, I think he is,
Related to the Ramones?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He had that sort of look about him.
Oh, that Ramone look.
Yeah, that Ramone look, yeah.
Because some of them were good producers and everything.
Tony, oh, yeah.
He's good at real estate.
Yeah.
Cherry Brook Real Estate sponsors this program.
They sure do.
Under the Covers. Well, as I said, I found this this 7-inch single in one of the, I think it's MME or something, one of those music magazines.
Oh, yes,
they put freebies in and everything.
Yep.
So it's been sitting there staring at me for months and months and months and months.
Yeah.
I said, I finally must check out what's on this. So it's a band called Spank, and they do a song for the, they do, one of their songs is on the Fallout 76 computer game or whatever it is. I'm not into that much, but anyway. So anyway, this is their version of a famous John Denver tune, which he co-wrote with two other people. You'll know the song. See what you think.
Let's get into it, shall we?
Spank. Then we'll have some new music after this.
Okay.
Almost heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. Life is all there, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, blowing like the breeze. Country roads, take me home. Gather round her, miner's lady, stranger to blue water, dark and dusty, painted on the sky, misty taste of moonshine, teardrops in my eye, country road.
Better than the original.
Yeah, me too, mate. That's good.
Much better than the original.
Oh, the supervisor.
Oh.
Yes, no more coffee orders. Kitchens are closed.
Is it?
Oh,
come on. You'll get bored out there all on your own.
I can't be on the show making coffee. I haven't got time to sit down yet.
Oh.
we're getting tall.
I was hankering for a toasted ham and tomato sandwich or something.
Shop's up the road. What?
Seeing we're not in the studio, I can eat it in my car, can't
I? That's true, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, thank you for the coffee anyway.
That's all right.
Oh, yeah, good on you.
All right, so I hope I'm pronouncing this correctly, and it's 16 minutes to 7, by the way. The Mezcal Tones were Ross Beer's guest about 2 or 3 weeks ago, and they left us a copy of their new CD, Mexican Hillbilly Surf Music. And I thought, this will be good.
Yeah.
And it's not bad. It is good
if
you like this sort of music.
Yeah.
So this is new, just released, the Mezcal Tones. They're local. They're Australian. And this track is called Lonesome, Onray and Mean.
Lonesome, Ornery and Mean?
No, Onray. O-N hyphen R-A-Y. Onray. Sounds like Pig Latin, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But it's not.
I know, I'll be a Pig Latin.
Will you?
Yeah. Oh. Well, I went to school with a pig. I mean, hang on.
And you turned into one.
Yeah. Oh, I love it already.
I know. Great.
Alive 90.5.
Beach. I'm
That track, Hands Up in the Air.
It's good, isn't it?
Here's our first request for this evening. This is for Poppy. And this is for a girl like you, Poppy.
Good on ya, Poppy.
This is the Troggs. 1966.
I want to spend my
worried. Sunday's not much of a big saint.
Fine girl.